Would you like to ask a question?
Frame.
Yeah, got a three-part question. I'll just ask it. You can respond in any order you want.
Let me heard it.
One. How long have you been writing under the pen name Robert K. Brown? Two. When did you start Soldier of Fortune magazine? K.
Oh,
Brown.
And, a lot of Browns.
The third part is your $50,000 offer for Idi Amin's head on a silver platter still in effect?
That's a good thing to get me out of journalism. You know, I could get involved in a project like that. Particularly if we could combine it with journalism. Yeah, I could get paid for a story and also paid for the head. But I say that now, and that is one more strike against me when I go into the country. No, I prefer to, for the same money, I'd much prefer to go after Idi Amin's head than I would have to suffer to write another book.
Would you like to ask a question over
here? It's a lot more fun, yes.
I guess it's a lot easier for all of us to stay out of jail if we all have a 300-pound Samoan lawyer around us all the time.
Not if he's dead. Which he is.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering,
Sit down.
You mentioned earlier the great American slide, and I'm wondering what you meant by that, by America being in a slide, if you could be more specific.
I think this was a nice idea we had in this country and a nice landscape to experiment with. But I think there comes a certain, there comes a time in almost any kind of experimentation or idea we have to evaluate it. I think maybe our time has come. And in the context of just the real world, and not just the American world, but all around, we haven't done too well. We have not been able to sell our. We're not a very good advertisement for the idea that we represented.
Well, do you think there's a hope, or are you pessimistic in your in
hope
what
for
you
what?
Say? Do you think there's a hope for us coming out of this slide, or what?
No. I think the damage is done, If you lose one wheel off a car, you might be able to get to the side of the road. And some freaks can make it on two wheels, but if you lose three, man, you're in serious trouble. I think we've lost three.
So
won't work when you're still rolling.
So we may as well get out snorting as much coke as we can, huh?
I didn't say that.
Well, it'd be a good way to go down.
Well, shit, do you have any coke? You can come up and see me. I would agree with you, but I might indulge you.
You got a question here in the red sweater?
Liberal? Well, McGovern was beaten in 72 worse than any losing candidate since whoever first ran against George Washington. And it's getting more and more painful for a lot of people to remember who beat him and who they voted for. His name was Richard Milhouse Nixon, and he was a fucking rotten bastard and a dishonest pig, and he got not nearly enough what he should have gotten. They talk about losing battles and degrading the system. There's that. Nobody has done more to discredit the idea that a democracy can work and the decent people can be elected and run it than Richard Nixon. He shamed us all. But not so much that 62% of the people in the country didn't vote for him in 72. And those bastards have it on their conscience, and they should.
Would you like to ask a question back there?